This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's Radio Free Radio.
Tommy, where were you exactly? This was Saturday or Sunday?
This is Saturday.
And what time?
Saturday, I guess maybe around starting, my day started around 8 o'clock in the evening.
Okay, and where are you at this point?
Earlier in the day, I'd been over at Queen's Park and saw all the protests and marched with some grannies, saw some awesome stuff. It was beautiful. It was awesome. It was so cool. Later in the day, when my girlfriend, Kate, got off work, now my fiance, it was around 7:30. She's like, "Did you go out today? What's going on?" I'm like, "Queen's Park, the free speech zone, is awesome. You got to come check it out. I've never seen anything like this except like in stock footage of protests." So we take a look. We know there's been some violence on Yonge Street, but I'm like, "No, let's just go over to the free speech zone. Whatever these guys are doing, that's not what's happening at Queen's Park." So we head along College, and Queen's Park's completely barricaded. Like, you can't, it's been blocked off. We don't know what's going on. We're starting to snatch people off the street, and we're like, I'm like, "Babe, I'm sorry, this is not what was happening earlier. Let's maybe get away from this." And I went down to City Hall. I was really thirsty, and I'm like, "You know what? I read the article about the guy running the ice cream truck down at City Hall who said G20 has ruined my business." Like, right? So I'm like, "Let's go see this guy." The streets are normal. Like, there's no sign that anything's going on. We go down there. Of course, the guy's in the front has his legs up on the dash, you know. Seems pretty happy. I get a slushie and stuff. And we continue on south. And then we're met by a group of about 200 protesters chanting.
Where are you?
We are now at Bay and Queen.
Right.
Where the City Hall is. And we continue heading south. And we're met by we see a group of protesters chanting peaceful protest. They look really, they you know, it's awesome. They're singing some John Lennon. And I'm like, "Babe, this is what it was like earlier, you know?" And so we, on the sidewalk, we're just sort of following them and seeing what was going on. The police presence started to increase quite dramatically. It was a little bit scary. We were trying to figure out where to go, but everywhere we went, there would be buses of riot cops getting off and lining up, and it's just really scary stuff. They wouldn't answer our questions, so we decided to continue on with these protesters who were heading east. We live out by Allen Gardens, and we figured maybe they're going back to Tent City or something like that.
Right.
So we continue heading south, and they turn on the Esplanade, and I think, "Oh, awesome, there's nothing goes on this street. We're definitely just heading east, and they want us away from the fence and stuff like that." And I'm like, "Perfect, because I'm down for going home now, because it's starting to look a little scary." Before we knew it, of course, that the Novotel there, people sort of sit down or singing songs, and both sides of the street are overtaken by riot cops on the Esplanade, just east of Bay there. We tried to leave, that we were told, "You should have left when we told you to." They never asked us to. There were people who were coming out of the keg, just finished dinner, and they were told it's too late. They didn't even know what was going on. Some people who live in the condo were trying to get there. I saw some guy who was trying to show his ID to get into his condo, and they were shot with those pepper balls at his feet, and all these people tried to escape into the Novotel, because things just went crazy. It was a mix of everybody there. There was journalists in the crowd. I saw Steve Paikin from TVO. Then they encircled us with riot cops, and then one by one just started taking us away to paddy wagons. I had to...
What time is this?
They circled us all at around 10 o'clock.
Right.
Then at 10:30, around a quarter to 11, they made an announcement that everyone here was going to be arrested. All 200 people, you're just going to be arrested. They wouldn't answer any questions. They lined up. There was no media on the street other than in the ones in the crowd. They blocked it all off. And one by one, they would break the riot line. Two officers would come through, turn you around roughly, zip tie you, and drag you out when you walk backwards. So I had to watch my girlfriend be cuffed and dragged away from me, and knowing that she hadn't done anything, that I hadn't done anything. Eventually, I ended up in a paddy wagon as well. We all went down to the detention center. This was now around 1 in the morning. It took them like 3 hours to arrest all the people in this crowd, just making us stand there. Very similar to Queen and Spadina, except they arrested everybody. When I finally arrived at the detention center, I was put into a cage that was 10 by 20. with 40 guys. There was one bench that could seat five, but other than that, it was standing room only. There was a really old homeless guy in there who was asking us what was going on, and then he said, what's a G20? He didn't know what was going on or why. They picked him up on Carlton somewhere. There was a 16-year-old kid in our cell with 39 men. It was insane. I know they say that they're built for 10, and maybe sometimes there was 20. There was 40 of us for like 24 hours. It was the first time in my life that I had to beg for water. About 8 hours in, we couldn't take it. We started screaming for water. We could hear all the other cages. There was a water riot. It took a riot for water before we got anything. While I was in there, I passed out from dehydration. The guys in my cell had to pick me up and bring me to the door to help get me out. I was given some watered down Tang and put back in the cell, denied medical attention. The 16-year-old kid, they were informed he was in there. They did nothing. I actually, at one point in time, Yao, the TTC worker, got dropped off in one of my cells for a while. The officer who put us in, when he dropped the 40th guy in, he made a joke. He said, what do they think this is, Auschwitz? And there's three German tourists in my cell as well. And since then, my life has sort of completely changed. I wrote an account, or an 11,000-word account of everything that happened that night, and it since has been translated into 7 different languages, appeared in 21 different countries. I've received thousands upon thousands of messages about it, because, quite frankly, I'm a pretty calm, relaxed guy, and a lot of the people who were being interviewed that coming out of the detention center were very young people who were very angry, deprived sleep for who knows, 45 hours, maybe more.
When were you finally released?
I was released just around 9:30 on Sunday night. So I was not charged with anything. I was told, though, if I join any more protests or G20 activities, I will be charged criminally. I was told I was arrested for breach of the peace. Absolutely horrific things I saw in there. Some officers actually broke down and were crying, admitting that this is wrong, but there's nothing they can do. And now my whole thing is about, if nothing untoward happened, if the police acted respectably in every regard, why not release the detention center footage? Just release it. Release the street footage. Show us that we're liars. But I know that footage is going to show something else. And when it comes out, I mean, if it's not lost or damaged or anything suspicious like that, unedited, released, it's going to break Canada's heart like it broke mine. I couldn't believe what had happened. It's changed my life utterly and completely. I've never been on the side of something before. And to realize how horrendously our leaders have let us down and whoever called the shots has failed and needs to not be on duty. They failed the police services, they failed the citizens, they failed everybody. This is pretty unbelievable even now. Like 2 weeks later, when I think about it, sometimes I lose words. So,
Tommy, thank you so much for taking the time.
No problem.
For Rabble.ca, this is John Bonner. Thank you for listening to John Bonner's audio blog, hosted by Rabble.ca and the Rabble Podcast Network.